You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, we're talking with Natasha Kokic. She's in Oslo, Norway right now. Natasha, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for calling me.
So, Natasha, tell me a little bit about what's happening in Oslo. There's other work of yours I want to discuss, but what are you doing at the moment in Oslo?
Well, actually, a lot of things. One of them is my family, because I partly live in Oslo, because my child and my partner are from Norwegian citizenship, so we're spending, like, I don't know, 8 months a year here. So right now I'm spending summer here, and I'm also working on some of my new drawings, because I am participating in a group show in Belgrade in Serbia in a month, which is about presenting younger artists who won the award for the achievement in art, and the award is actually gives you like one solo show and also 2 months stay in New York, which I I was in New York in 2014.
So wait a minute, let me just understand that clearly. You're having a show coming up,
and
that show reflects what happened, the award. Is that a group show, or that is a solo show that's coming after your trip to New York?
No, solo show that came after my trip to New York. I had it last year, but this is like a group show of all the people who got the award in like last 15 years.
And what will you be showing there?
Well, I've been working on new drawings. It's a bit complicated to explain, but lately in like the past 2 years, I've been really interested in physics, actually particle physics, and how it works, and also about natural philosophy, which would say like about Greek philosophers like Plato and Democritus. So I've been reading those books and trying to understand how they thought, and how come that theories I had about atoms, for instance, came to be true. I'm also interested in theories that turned out to be wrong, which were a bit newer, something like, I don't know, use of lead in the 1800s, or, for example, radioactivity and how radium was used in face creams and toothpaste. So that's what I was interested in, for example, last year. And it becomes a bit complicated because I'm trying to use those kind of things and to describe today's society. So I'm actually trying to figure out the best way to do it and to make it more readable, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I know this is... It does sound like difficult material to get into, but particle physics does sound like something very difficult to really get involved in. How far into particle physics are you getting, and can you talk about any of that in a way that we might be able to understand it?
Well, yeah, it's a bit hard because I don't really know maths, and I never did, so I'm actually trying to read and watch anything I can find about it. So I'm not someone who really knows, who really goes at the bottom of it. But I would like to know a lot more. And I mean, if I didn't study art, or if I wasn't an artist, I would maybe study physics. Yeah, it's sort of a hard thing to explain. I think it started when I was a kid, actually, when my mom brought me a book by Carl Sagan, Cosmos. So I was like looking at the pictures and trying to understand, because I didn't really know what the book was about. I just liked the pictures, but that's sort of I was so interested in it that it got stuck with me for a very long time. And then like 10 years ago, maybe I started reading some like popular science books, which sort of dragged me more into physics. And then I ended up in particle physics. And then I ended up reading the beginnings of science, actually, or trying to figure out what those were. And because, for example, in ancient Greece, like people thought that the rules or the instructions for the life are actually written in heaven. So, like I'm trying to apply that to today's society.
And so, how does all of that affect your work? I mean, so you've been, this is part of a study you've been involved in a while. And we could talk about specific shows like Behind Every Man Now Stands 30 Ghosts, but is there, can you talk about how science and that story you just told of the book your mother gave you and that constant interest, how does that feed your artwork or make its way to your art?
Well, it's also a bit hard to explain. It's like while I work, I'm either watching physics, documentaries, or I'm listening to audiobooks. And while I was working on a drawing of a comet, I was listening to a science fiction book. I was listening to 2001 Space Odyssey. And at the beginning, actually, the intro of the book, there is this one sentence, which is something like, it's not really... I don't know it by heart, but it's something like behind every man now lies stands 30 ghosts, because that is the number of the dead that outnumbered the living or something like that.
I read that just before we talked. It was something like, yeah, that 2 billion people walk the earth as before us, which is an incredible idea.
And to me, that sort of got stuck with me, so I started thinking about that, and then I have decided to make 30 drawings of a single comet that is falling apart. So it's some sort of like a time lapse of it falling into pieces, into two bits. At that time, I was also reading a book called "On the Nature of Things" by Lucretius, which was written one BC or something like that. I'm not really sure at the moment. But the book was written in Rome, and it was supposed to sum up most of the natural philosophy that was written in Greece before that. So he was trying to explain all kinds of things, like from the from atoms to like how body works, for instance. For the exhibition, I have chosen one part of the book which is talking about pressure and gravity and how he thinks it works. So to me, that sort of I made an audio work of a friend of mine reading it in Latin. How it should be read, and it was going, and it was like in a loop, and it could be heard in space. So
it could be heard. You said it could be heard in space, or
in the gallery, like you could just hear it around, like you could hear with headphones and things like that. That is how the exhibition looked. Mm. But my point with it was that I sort of wanted to use comet, which is actually a lot used and abused as a symbol, to sort of show 21st century ordinary person who is trying to sort of survive in this really strange time.
Because of partly being influenced at an early age and all your research, in some ways the work, and just correct me if I'm wrong, is kind of about our place in the universe, which is almost impossible to understand.
Well, it can be read like that, but I'm sort of more into looking at local things. Like, I mean, when I started working with art in art school, I was always interested in things that were around me, like situations that I was in, that my friends were in, like all the impossibilities of the time. Like because I partly live in Belgrade, and at that time I lived there full time because I was going there to art school. It's like you were surrounded with all kinds of limitations, like from something silly like using the phone to like where you're supposed to go when you go downtown, to what kind of books you can read, what kind of music you can get, and stuff like that. Because in the 90s we were of course a bit cut off from the world, so you were used to things like that. And then suddenly you were able to do all kinds of things. You were able to travel without visas and stuff like that. So to me, it was always like starting from like local problems, like small problems that you sort of live with every day, and then to a bit wider community. Like, okay, what happens in the city? Like how people live, sort of how the society influences everyone, who has money, who doesn't, who goes to school, who doesn't. Sort of those kind of things I was interested in, and that sort of connected now as well with my, let's call it a research. It's not really, I mean, I just started it. That's how it feels to me, sort of.
I mean, the research, you mean, are you talking about that? Are you working on a PhD now, or you've completed that?
Yeah, PhD, actually, I just started working on, because I spent so much time in trying to define that theme that I was interested in. So, yeah, I just started working on it. So now I'm using all the artworks that I have and all the books that I'm reading.
And what will the PhD be about? What will the thesis or the what will you pursue in that? Similar to what we've been talking, or is it a specific line of thinking?
Yeah, it will be just what we talked about. I think it will be I think trying to connect those ancient thoughts with the world today. And maybe it will be also about landscape, because, I mean, now this sounds like a totally different theme, but it's not actually, because, like, ever since I started working as well, like, I was trying to connect landscape with the sort of personalities of people, and I was trying to use it as a symbol as well. So it is supposed to be about it's hard to explain.
It's in progress. It's not done yet, but it sounds like it's approaching many of those issues. And it's just begun too.
Yeah, indeed. Right now I'm trying to find books and sources for what I need.
And in that, as you approach this, I mean, you're saying in a way you're part of the year in Norway, and also I guess still traveling quite a bit. As an artist, how do you also teach, and how do you survive or interact with the market? I'm basically asking how you make a living, but it seems to vary so differently, and some of your work's in the marketplace, but obviously perhaps some of it isn't. So are you also teaching or doing other things?
No, actually, I would like to. That's why I'm doing PhD, because I would like to be a teacher in art school. as well. But no, I'm actually only selling artwork and also applying everywhere where I can. So I'm unemployed, actually self-employed. So yeah, my partner sort of works, so that's how we manage. So yeah, I just hope that in the future that will sort of solve itself out.
Well, good. Well, and in closing, I always ask, what is there a book you're reading now that you want to share with us? I know it sounds like you're reading several, but I've been asking people this question, and it could be on the topic or off the topic. It could be anything at all.
Yeah, I started reading Plato recently. I never read anything by him earlier. So it was like an interesting experience. I started reading Timaeus. I'm not really sure how it's called in English, actually. But it is a book. I think it's the only book where he talks about science, actually, because he didn't really like to talk about science that much, I think. So it's really interesting, not just in the sense of what he writes about, but also it's the feeling that I have reading it, which is like you're just being transported into that time. And yeah, I really
is that the name of the book you're talking about? Which book was that? How do you say it?
Plato, Timaeus. I think it's Timaeus. I'm not sure how it's called.
Timaeus. Yeah, that's how we say it. Timaeus.
Oh, okay.
So that book, in a sense, in a way, will also inform your work to some degree, and it's more research potentially for your thesis, for your doctorate.
Yeah, I will probably use it because it is like a really good source for texts, and yeah, it's just really good inspiration.
Natasha, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.